Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located at the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host for the evening, Angelina Diana, or maybe even for the afternoon if you're listening to us from California, or possibly maybe it's tomorrow if you're listening to us from Australia, because guess what? We are live on the web right now, and you can catch us anywhere. Maybe next week when Bob and Fran are on, you might want to turn on Signs of Life Radio when you're visiting friends, or maybe the next coffee talk situation you're having at work, you might want to mention, hey, do you know this great show about the afterlife? You know, you can catch us anywhere, so we'd really love to have you be a part of the program tonight. Tonight is a special edition of Signs of Life Radio. It happens every third Thursday of the month, called Mediums and Messages, and it's where we give you the opportunity to connect with spirit. And we also love to take your questions. So if you do have questions or curiosities about the other side, it seems like this evening so far I will be the medium, and I certainly do consider it an honor to be able to host the show this evening as well as connect to spirit. My name is Angelina Diana. I am a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, and the foundation itself is made up of many different components. We are an all-volunteer organization, a not-for-profit, and if you do go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you'll see many things there, including our list of certified mediums, of which I feel honored to be a part of. We do have a certification program, as well as welcoming other scientific research mediums from other programs, for example, like the Winbridge organization. So there's certainly different opportunities for you to check out everything that the Forever Family Foundation has to offer. One such thing is something that I certainly hope you can all get to be a part of, our annual conference, which is, it happens every November. The details are just getting ironed out, but it looks like so far this year it's going to be back in New York, and we have a really an exciting lineup of mediums and speakers, an opportunity for you to connect to people and with spirit, but with people also from all over the world that come out every year to check out the conference. So stay tuned for more information on that. We also have, and I know this is going forward a little bit, but an opportunity for you to check out the other events that we have going on. For example, every year we have a Holidays Past event where we bring a medium and sometimes a speaker to different parts of the country. This year, I believe it's still on the East Coast in three different areas. You could check that out as well. And we have our annual raffle. I believe we had our Earth Day raffle winners already pulled. And our next raffle will be the Holiday Past raffle, which I do feel honored to be one of the many mediums involved in that, where you have an opportunity to win a free reading from one of the Forever Family Foundation mediums. And all of your donations and raffles go to the wonderful events and causes that the Forever Family Foundation stand behind. One of them is really educating the world and giving you a sense that we're not alone here, that we do have our loved ones around us, and that we ourselves, and I'm a firm believer of this, that all of us have the opportunity to connect to spirit. We don't have to be a certified medium. We don't have to be a psychic or a medium. We're all our own energy person within us, and we have the ability to feel, see, and hear the other side, and sometimes even taste and smell things, believe it or not. So when I work with you in this hour, I'm going to be using what some psychics call the psychic senses. It's that those senses from within. You know, we all of us, even myself, likes to have a certain physical sign from the other side. We want to sit back and watch our loved ones on the other side do all the work. Blink that light, send me a penny, play that song. And while all of those validations are certainly signs from them, especially if it's something that is directly connected to them, it's really wonderful to get those. But we all can be purveyors of communication within. And what I mean by that is when you hear me working with people, I know we've got Lisa and Jennifer on the line. We'll be bringing them on soon, and Margaret as well. Hang in there. We'll get to your calls in a moment. We can be purveyors of energy. And the way that we do that is simply by taking a moment to pull ourselves away from the physical world. We look at the physical world, it's like a physical magnet. Our physical brain needs to see something so that we feel safe in the world, or we get the physical validation that we need in the world. So we're really driven, and we need to be, by the physical things around us, how we're doing in our job, how our living loved ones appreciate us. And the hope that we can have while we're here is that we ourselves can go within, take a moment, and honor what we feel in our gut, whether it be spirit, we sense someone around us, whether it be we hear something in our head voice, something connected to them, a name, a place, a thing. We take a moment where we daydream. Daydream an intention to them. When a medium starts to work, what we do is we put ourselves in what we feel is a daydream state. And then we start asking questions, or we start perceiving what's around us. We feel a strong energy around us. We feel a sensitive energy around us. We feel a man, a child around us. And then we may initiate a question in our head voice. Who are you? Why are you coming through right now? Or we may hear spirit tell us something in our head voice. And then we ask them, hopefully, if they were a visual person here, even if they're not, they can still do this, that they place something perhaps in our daydream center to validate who they are. And we can also have them, or they can send us smells or tastes. So I want to challenge everyone before we get to the readings and the questions and the wonderful curious thoughts that all of our Forever Family Foundation members have. I want to challenge you tonight to sit down with a piece of paper and write down some physical qualities of your loved one that you absolutely love. And then write down some feelings that you have associated to those qualities. And then with that information, I want you to form a wish and also form a memory connected to that. And I'd like you to take a little daydream trip with all of that information and send it in your mind to them. Send it as a gift. Send it as a conversation. You will be first initiating the contact. I know when you're grieving, the first thing that you want to do is you want them to contact you to make you feel better, and they can do that. But just like in every physical relationship here, we do need to both be communicating so that it's a relationship. And it's hard when you're grieving. But I want to challenge you to try this. And whether it be you don't hear or feel or see anything right away, I'm going to ask you to bring that thought process into your dream. You know, this kind of reminds me a little bit of, I'm sure maybe you've heard Fran and Bob talk about the psychomanthiums that has been used and can be used by people, where they have a darkened space and their sensory is deprived. You can't really see anything in front of you. And you're left really in pure quiet, and you kind of go within. You start sensing things within. You start feeling things within. And some people walk out of this enclosed space saying, I didn't get anything. But sometimes what happens when they go to bed at night, they find that their dreams are more vivid, or they have more dream visits. So when you try this exercise, it's hopeful that you'll get something right away. But if you don't, bring it into your dream life. See if it activates something new or wonderful or exciting, or maybe just one symbol. And then if you need, because we're all a physical creature here on this earth plane, if we need to get that physical validation, maybe you can ask them to back it up by showing something physical. But I want to challenge you. I want to give you this motivation and this hope that you can take that knowledge of seeing, hearing, and feeling from within so that you can gain a better connection with your loved one on the other side. That's my hope for you today. So give that a try, okay? All right, so why don't we go ahead and let's start taking our first caller. I do believe it is Margaret that's been holding online too. So why don't we go ahead and welcome Margaret to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Good evening, Margaret. How are you? Margaret, are you there?
Angelina?
Yes, Margaret. Hi. How are you?
Oh, this is Joanne.
Oh, it's Joanne, you're here.
I'm here, yes.
I'm so glad. I wasn't sure if we had connected to you. This is absolutely exciting. Well, thank you for joining us, my dear.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. There was a little glitch with the phone lines, and I couldn't get through on the number. So
I believe that. I actually tried calling in, I think, about 2 weeks ago, and the 800 number wasn't working. So I want to thank you for listening to my speech.
Okay. I just caught the last 2 minutes. He just passed me through. So.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have you here, everyone.
Same
this
here.
Is Joanne Gerber. She's our one of our many certified mediums and a very gifted and wonderful teacher in mediumship. Before we actually take the first caller, is there anything you'd like to share with us or anything that's on your mind before we get started?
Well, no. I guess I'm off to a little bit of a late start. But
That's all right.
I missed the first part of the show. But what you were talking about sounded like awesome advice.
Thank you very much.
I'm happy to take any calls or questions anybody might have. I'm here and ready to address those calls.
Wonderful. So let's welcome Margaret, who's on line two, who's been patiently waiting. Hello, Margaret. Are you there? Do we have Margaret on line two? Do I even have a producer listening to the show anymore? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what your notes say here. Forgive me. So why don't we go ahead and take Margaret? Oh. Okay, great. So why don't we take the next caller that's available? Thanks, Seth. All right, Lisa, how are you?
Great, how are you?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for being patient as we're working out the glitch. Thank God we've got a professional like Seth. He's fabulous. So why don't we go ahead and introduce you to Joanne Gerber, who's one of our certified mediums. How can we help you today? Do you want a connection or do you have a question for Joanne?
Yes, I would love a connection.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you doing? I'm so excited to be talking with you.
Well, I'm excited to be talking to you, too, and I'm excited that that I'm here.
How we all know.
I was questioning maybe it was something to do with the eclipse or something, but that was yesterday, so we can only blame it on technology. Okay, Lisa, so as I'm connecting in here, I feel a gentleman coming through from the spirit side of life around you. And as I connect with his energy, I feel I want to go to Father's side. And as I connect, I feel like this may be going, I'm not sure if I'm with Dad or with an uncle vibration. Would you understand on Dad's side? Either Dad or Dad's brother passed. I feel like actually I've got two gentlemen coming through here. You understand?
No, not on Dad's side, but there's two males that I would be interested in talking to. I can't think.
Okay, because I got two males coming through here, and I want to say they're sharing the same line. So it's like they're almost like they're talking to me like they're on a party line where they're both talking.
Oh,
I want to say they're very talkative. Would you understand with these two gentlemen?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, one, I didn't know the other two well. One I would know.
Okay, well, they're both very talkative. I may have to go back and forth a bit between the two because sometimes they don't. If I ask them to talk one at a time, they usually won't. They'll usually both talk because, you know, they're as eager to talk to you as you are to them. So I just want to connect with, I feel it's interesting because I feel one is much younger than the other. And I want to say...
That's the one.
I'm sorry?
That's the one.
Okay. I feel younger, and I want to say one's a father's vibration. Like, I feel like... Would you understand with the younger male past that the father is with them on the other side? The father is with him on the other side?
I'm thinking it might be my grandfather, but my soulmate died, and he would be the younger one. But now that you said father's side, I'm so stupid. I forgot my grandfather died.
Okay, well, this I'm feeling actually that these two gentlemen knew each other when they were here on the earth plane. I feel the connection, like they knew each other. Did this gentleman also, would he have known your grandfather too?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Because
I'm
feel like, I want to say the older gentleman that I'm sensing here, as I connect with his energy, he's quite the talkative one. Where I feel that, you know, he would have had a conversation, would have maybe, I feel like someone who had a lot of wisdom. Somebody who spoke, he liked to talk, but he spoke very slowly. You understand?
Well, he died before I was born, but he talked
okay. So then the younger male wouldn't have known him then?
No, I'm sorry. The younger male is unrelated to the two grandfathers who died.
Okay. All right, but I want to say there is like a father's vibration coming through with the younger male. The younger male went very quick, he tells me. You understand?
Yes.
I feel like I don't feel illness like I do with the older gentleman. He's telling me he went very fast, like he seemed, you know, it was like almost like I feel like I wasn't expected to go and I just went. You understand?
Yeah, car crash.
I'm sorry. So I want to say, and I want to acknowledge, was he just like in his mid-20s when he passed, or late 20s?
Yeah, 21, just 21.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, he wasn't that old when he passed. And I feel like this is someone who, he has a very hearty laugh to me. I feel like, you know, he liked to laugh. I want to say he was a bit adventurous in life.
Oh, God,
I want to say, I don't know if he rode motorcycles or dirt bikes or all-terrain vehicles.
He
shows me these dirt hills, like as if he might have done off-road biking or with an ATV or something. Would you understand that?
Yes, in fact, yes. In fact, he took my Jeep on an off-road adventure.
Okay. Yep. So he's bringing this through to validate that's him. Also, you know, as a memory, a lot of times our loved ones will bring through memories that they had shared with you or things that you would remember so that you would know that that's them coming through.
Yes.
He had a very nice smile. I want to say he had very good teeth. You understand?
Yes.
I want to say white teeth. But what's interesting is I'm getting smoke, so I feel like he was a smoker, or if this could be the other gentleman that's coming through with him, because I smell tobacco, and I do feel that he was a smoker, or if I'm mistaken, then it could be that the older gentleman was a smoker. Would you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Did he smoke?
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay. Because what's ironic is that he's smiling, and I see smoke around him, and I can smell it. And to me, somebody who would smoke wouldn't have sparkling white teeth like he has.
Yeah.
He's very handsome. Interesting. Did he actually give you a ring?
After he died, he came to me, and we hand-fasted, and he bought me a ring. We picked it out together. Like, I'm a medium. I'm studying to be a medium. And, we got married after he died.
So do you actually have a physical ring from him because he's showing me a ring?
Yes, I'm wearing it on my wedding finger.
Okay.
Weird as that sounds, and I know it does.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you?
I know, as weird as that sounds.
No, we do what we do to commemorate our loved ones, and that's fine. It's not weird at all. But I really feel he's coming through to say, you know, it's me here, and remember me and how much I loved you. You know, and I feel like you have this very strong connection with him that he shows up at the strangest times, you understand? Sometimes in the morning, he says, and I don't feel like he was a morning person, but there's something about the mornings, or maybe it was a joke about who's the morning person, but there's something about the mornings or coming with you when you're in the bathroom and you talk to him. Would you understand that?
Yes, I talk to him all the time.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
There's something about the bathroom, or he likes the bathroom, or he likes what you did to the bathroom. There's something that he shows me the bathroom. So
yes,
I want to say, and also, you know, a lot of times, you know, our loved ones will come at those quiet moments. Maybe we're taking a shower, we're getting ready for work, and, you know, we can we can be more sensitive to their energy. So I do want to say that he's around you. And I feel like, you know, if he could give you flowers right now, he'd give you flowers. So I'm feeling that there's either an anniversary or a birthday coming up or just passed.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have our, well, my birthday's next month, and our anniversary, that would be like the beginning of the month, but
Okay, because this has to be something around this time where I feel like it's like he's giving these to you from spirit to say happy birthday or happy anniversary. And I do see red flowers, and they're not necessarily roses. I feel like carnations. There's red and white flowers, very pretty. So I do want to say that he's here and he loves you very much.
Okay.
He was actually, I feel from his energy that he was very intuitive too. There's also something with music with him. Would you understand music or some sort of an affiliation with music or wanting to sing or be in a band or play an instrument or there's something with music around
well,
him?
He sang in the car and it surprised me that he'd feel that comfortable to sing like way back in the beginning. Yeah,
okay.
We have special songs, too, that come on that always remind me that he's, like, with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But know that he's there and with his love and know that he's very much aware that you connect with him. And I'm sure that in your developmental process of studying and becoming more proficient with your work as a medium, that he will be one of your spirit team people on the other side that will work with you.
Awesome.
Okay.
I do want to still say grandfather is here, too. There's a grandfather, and I feel like it could be with his grandfather. So I don't know if you have any connection with this family to validate that, but I do want to say there was either problems with his speech or slow speech, maybe due to a stroke, but he's also with him on the other side that he's helped him to cross over.
Oh, that's sweet.
Okay, Lisa, thank you so much for calling Signs of Life Radio. We really appreciate your support.
Thank you, and I'll be making a donation. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Yeah, just to remind our listeners, we are a not-for-profit, the Forever Family Foundation, all volunteer. Even tonight, Joanne is giving up of her time from her full practice as a medium to spread the word about mediumship. And there really is an amazing legion of volunteers. And if you'd like to consider volunteering for the Forever Family Foundation, or thank you so much, Lisa, for mentioning that you'd give a donation, we really appreciate it. It helps programs like this to stay on the air. You're listening to Signs of Life Radio. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and we're very lucky to have Joanne Gerber on as our guest medium. Thank you for that wonderful reading, Joanne.
Okay.
We appreciate it. We have another caller on the line. I think we can welcome Jennifer to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you.
We're doing very well. Thank you so much. I understand you're calling us from Massachusetts?
Yep.
Fabulous. Neighbor to me and Joanne, actually.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
You must be a Bruins fan or not.
Huh?
Are you
I was last night, yes.
you were last night. I was last night, too.
Yes.
Well, as long as you're not a Vancouver fan, I don't think they were too happy about that last night. But thank you for joining us on the program. Would you like to ask Joanne a question, or would you like a connection?
I do have a couple questions, but I would like a connection, actually.
Okay. Well, which do you want to go with first? Do you want to ask your question
first? Well, it's kind of related, I guess. I feel like there are spirits around me, and I don't know if you could validate that, or if my daughter sees them.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm kind of just wondering if there are who's around us.
Okay. Can I have your first name again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Jennifer.
Jennifer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me just tune into this, Jennifer. Okay. As I sense the energy of spirit around you, Jennifer, I do feel a woman coming through that's around you. And I feel, I want to say this connection is on dad's side of the family, father's vibration. I want to go back to it, like maybe grandmother or great-grandmother on dad's side of the family.
Okay.
Okay? I feel like either you were very young when she passed or she might have passed before you were born. You understand?
Yep.
Okay. She's also showing me a sewing machine. Does somebody in the family have your is it your grandmother that's passed?
Well, actually, the grandmother that I was thinking about would be on my mother's side that I'm thinking
about. Okay,
because
I feel like there's something significant with either a sewing kit or a sewing machine.
I have no idea. Nobody's... No.
Okay, would you understand that, connected? Could you? Is there someone you can check with?
Yes, but I don't think either of them actually sewed or anything. I don't.
Okay.
That doesn't sound
because this woman definitely. She showed me a Singer sewing machine. She shows me a basket full of, like, sewing needles and threads and things like that. That she would have had either a sewing room or there's some connection with the sewing machine. There's nobody in the family with the last name Singer, is there?
No.
Okay. No, I need to ask this because it's very
prominent. That's fine.
The sewing machine I'm seeing, it's a Singer, which, you know, is a famous brand sewing machine, but that can also be connected with a name. So I just need to give you what I'm getting from them. So I want to connect with that energy. And this woman's a little bit on the heavier side. She's not a small built woman. I want to say she's a larger size woman. And I feel like I want to say that she would have passed in her late 70s or early 80s. And I feel like somebody who's very strong, you know, used her hands a lot, you know, someone who was really hands-on with cooking and sewing, even, you know, with tools even to fix things. I want to say a very hardy woman with her. And, you know, you might have to check on this.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just see. And I'm getting a capital S. So I want to connect with the name that starts with an S.
Or, F like Frank?
Excuse me?
Did you say F like Frank?
No, S as in Singer.
I'm not sure.
Would someone be connected with Sylvie or Sylvia?
Nope, that doesn't sound familiar.
Okay. Well, you might have to check on this, okay?
Okay.
Might have to ask. And I still feel I want to say on father's side of the family with her, okay?
Okay.
I really feel on dad's side. Is there a way you can check with your dad?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. I also want to say as I'm connecting in here, too, there's a dog coming through from spirit.
Okay.
A small dog that passed. Would you understand the small dog?
It could be my father's old dog or
okay, did he have a small black or dark brown dog?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, you know, you just have to check. So this is, you asked me, you know, tune in to the energy around you, and this is who I'm feeling. This woman's coming through and there's a dog, so maybe you can just validate with your dad, okay?
Sure.
But children, going back to your question, Jennifer, children are much more open to seeing spirit than adults are. And reason being is that, you know, it's just like animals. Animals, you know, they see spirit all the time because they wouldn't understand if somebody said to them, you know, never mind, it's just your imagination, Fido, you know. And children, the same thing, because they're able to experience that. And as long as you don't shut it out, I really feel working with your daughter, listening to her, maybe asking her questions, that you might even gather more information that could be evidential of who was in the house.
Yeah, she's a little young. She's two, but like the other day, I mean, my grandmother Rose, who had passed when I was eight, who, I mean, we've never talked about her. We don't have any pictures of her in the house. And she's pretending to be on the phone. I said, "Who are you talking to?" She says, "Grandma Rosie." I said, "Who?" And she kept saying it. And so I'm wondering, and that's who I kind of felt was around, so I didn't know if
Well, go with your intuition. I may be picking up on other spirits that are around you as well. Okay. Of course, you know, you may have a lot of different spirits that are around you, but I think, you know, listening to your daughter, you'll certainly learn a lot about spirit and be able to even validate, you know, some of the information that she's giving to you, you know, and just kind of, you know, encourage her to talk about it. Just don't tell her it's her imagination, because then what happens is she'll shut down. But she's very much, I feel your daughter's very much like an indigo, a crystal child. She's very open. I feel a lot of angelic energy, very high vibration from her, very artistic girl. And she's also very much clairvoyant, that she actually sees well. I feel she does see very clearly. She sees loved ones from the other side. She may, you know, she may talk about imaginary friends. These are things that you need to just, you know, watch with her as she grows, and listen to her. I think she has some substantial information that she can provide to you that is evidential of spirit loved ones around.
Okay.
And well, thank you so much for calling and asking your question. We really appreciate it. And it is very important, if you can, to try to check with family about what Joanne was bringing up, because sometimes there's a reason why another spirit comes through. It might be speaking to your father or someone else around you. But thank you for your patience as she is connecting with spirit.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Let's welcome Margaret. I understand she's back on the line to talk to us.
Yes, thank you.
Hello, Margaret. How are you?
Hello, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
No, we really appreciate you joining us, and we also appreciate the fact that you were listening to call us back. Now, in the time that we're together, we have Joanne Gerber as our guest medium this evening. Would you like to ask her a question, or would you like a connection to the other side?
I would like a connection, please.
Okay, Margaret. Okay, as soon as I just heard your voice, and again, I have to apologize for maybe possibly cutting you off when I called in and they patched me through. Because Angelina was calling Margaret and I was answering for you. I feel a woman coming through from the spirit side of life, and I feel this is mother's vibration. Mother is past, yes?
Yes.
Okay, and she's a very strong woman as I connect to her energy. I feel as I connect to her energy that, was she just in her, like, late 60s or mid-70s when she passed?
She had just turned 80.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, she's a little bit older, but she had a lot of energy when she was here on the Earth plane.
Yes, she did.
Is someone who there was no stopping her. She was someone who was very energetic, you know, up early in the morning, doing things all day long until she finally conked out. It's like almost like I want to say multitasker before that term became, you know, as popular as it is now, that's what they would have called her back then. Is this also a connection with October being passing a birthday?
I'm sorry?
The month of October?
That's my birthday.
That's your birthday? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, because she mentions about the month of October. And I want to say that before she passed, I feel like either she was not conscious, or it could also be the fact that she had problems with her hearing. Was she hard of hearing, or could not hear, or was unconscious right before she passed? Because I feel this, probably, like I'm talking to her, but she's not responding to me.
It was probably prior to passing, yes. Because she was, I mean, it was fine, but it was before.
Okay, because I do want to say that she knows that you were there. I do want to say that she knows, even though she couldn't respond, that you knew she was there. She did have some hearing issues. That's what I'm feeling, because my ears are starting to ring a bit, and I know when I'm feeling that somebody would have a hearing problem.
Okay. I mean, not to my knowledge, but I know that we didn't communicate at all, you know, during her last couple of days, and I was hoping she knew I was there. So
okay, yeah, and that's what she's saying, and that's important for you to know that she knew you were there, even though she couldn't respond back to you. Very important, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Let me just see what she's showing me here with this. What is this? Okay. Are there also two others? Do you have two siblings, too?
No.
Okay. what I want to talk about, like two siblings, or would you understand like two with her or two siblings with her?
Does she like mean her and someone else possibly?
Yeah, did she have two siblings or were there two girls? Would you understand that?
She had more than two. I mean,
okay. Were there two sisters?
No, she and another sister.
So there were two girls.
Yeah.
Okay, and her sister would have passed before her.
No.
Okay, because she's talking about being with a sister on the other side.
Well, she was close to my dad's sister.
Okay.
And she passed.
Okay, so dad's sister. Okay. And she would dad's sister have passed before your mom?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Then that's it. That's the link I have.
Okay.
Also, February comes forth here, so I need to connect with February with either mom or your, this would be your aunt.
I don't know. I know it wasn't her birthday, and I know she didn't die, and I don't
know.
Okay.
This may be connected with aunt, but just keep that in mind, and maybe you can check on that, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Let me just see what she's saying here. It's, you know, it's interesting. It feels like you have not had enough time for yourself lately. You understand?
Yes.
Because mom is like, you know, she knows that she could have done more things to enjoy her life, but she was too busy trying to keep up with everything. You understand?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Did she take care of somebody also before they passed?
Not really.
Okay.
But she was always like doing for others. Very strong woman, and I think didn't pursue opportunities in her life. But
yeah, and now I feel like, you know, she's saying to you,
yeah,
you
know,
as much as you're very much like her, that she wants to see you enjoy those opportunities in life. That don't get too wrapped up with your work and with family. That, you know, she was always doing things for other people and kind of less for herself and more for others, which is great when we do things for other people, but we also have to balance that by doing for ourselves, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's telling me that you've been very tired lately.
Stressed and tired, yes, a little bit.
Okay, and there's something, I don't know if you're going away or someone's been recently talking to you about going away, but I feel there's something upcoming for the end of the summer, beginning of the fall.
Okay.
Are you planning a vacation?
We've talked about it, yes.
Okay, So I want to say do that would be something that would you really enjoy. There's a lot of positive energy around that.
Okay.
Somebody also having a baby in the family. Somebody's pregnant.
I'm sure. I just
you're sure?
I'm sure somebody's pregnant, so I just
you're
have
sure
to.
Somebody's pregnant. Okay, because mom is talking about being aware of the baby that's to be born. So there's somebody's either just recently announced that they're pregnant or there's a baby coming soon. There's something with a baby.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay, let me just see what else. Okay. And also, it's interesting. Was there a piece of jewelry that went missing, or there was a ring or a stone or something that either fell out or got lost? Would you understand
jewelry?
Yeah,
I have a feeling one of her. Yes.
Okay. There's something about letting it go.
Okay.
Because been an issue that's been brought up over and over, and she's saying it's okay. It's not important now. Just let it go.
Okay. It makes sense. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, and you know, I want to leave you with you know, much love from her that she's around you, and to keep talking to her.
Okay, I do.
You have a perfume.
Yes.
Perfume because they're little fancy bottles that are filled. I feel like she didn't wear perfume that much, but when she wanted to go out, you know, that she put a little dab of perfume on, and you have that perfume.
Yep.
There's something, because she's showing me here is a tray with perfume bottles. So I don't know if you actually have the tray, too.
I think, I do. And then that's definitely what she had on her stand. So yes,
okay,
I remember.
It's like a mirrored tray or a silver tray.
Absolutely.
So right. You may actually smell that perfume at some time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, when spirits communicate with us, they'll project smells.
Yeah.
And it could be a favorite perfume that they like to wear that you would find it, to be familiar to you and say, that, well, that's what Mom used to wear. Like Chanel No. 5 or one of those perfumes.
I know. Yeah, sometimes it really takes you back because you do have that.
And sometimes it's not even that the perfume is around you. It's just you may be smelling it, and there's no perfume. You smell it, and it's only for a couple seconds.
Just enough to stimulate
your psychic senses and to alert you that, hey, I'm around.
So
I want to say you're very open, and you do receive signs from her, and keep talking to her, okay?
I do. All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thanks.
We have our next caller on the line. Let's welcome Kathleen to Signs of Life Radio. Good evening, Kathleen. You're on the air. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for joining us on Signs of Life Radio. Our guest medium for tonight is Joanne Gerber. Do you have a question for her, or would you like to make a connection?
I'd like to make a connection.
Oops, sorry about that. Hello?
Is that your Joanne?
I'm sorry, that's my dog.
Oh, isn't that so? I thought maybe I was hearing a spirit dog.
Sorry about that.
I was going to jump in and go, I have a dog on the other side, but it's your dog.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
I have him on hold
on one. He's on squirrel alert right now.
Oh, I gotcha. That happens sometimes.
Sorry about that.
They get very anxious.
We have a caller here?
We do. Kathleen, what part of the country are you calling from?
What? Kathleen?
Yes, Kathleen.
I can't hear the caller.
That's okay. Seth, can we see what's going on? She can't hear the caller. Kathleen, what part of the country are you calling from?
Hello?
Kathleen?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
You're calling
now
from
I hear
Connecticut.
Her.
Can you hear her now? Okay.
I got
you're
you,
on
Kathleen.
Signs of Life Radio. Go right ahead.
Yes.
Hi, Kathleen.
There you go.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. How can I assist you?
I just wondered if there was anyone that I could connect with.
Okay. Let me just tune in a moment here. Interesting. Kathleen, can I want to connect to a woman that comes through here, and I feel I may be going on mother's side of the family, but I don't feel it's mother's vibration. I feel like I'm going one over, like an aunt vibration. Would you understand aunt passed on mother's side?
Yes.
Okay. And it's interesting, as I connect with her energy, she was somebody who I feel like I want to say that her energy, she may not have been a very tall woman, but I feel like she had, if she was in the room, you'd know she was there. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And she would have the darker hair.
Dark hair?
Darker hair, like either dark brown or black hair.
Well, they did when they were younger, yes.
Okay, because I have a woman coming through. It shows that she has... She's not, would you say your aunt was not a super tall woman? I feel like I want to say maybe around a little over 5 feet tall.
Exactly, yep. Yeah, we're all very short.
Okay, because I don't feel a tall woman, but that's why I say when she's in the room, she could, even though because of her size, she knew how to present herself around a group of people that people would know she was there.
Right, that's right.
I feel like this is a woman who... it's interesting. I feel someone who really reached out to people with her heart, and she shows me that before she passed, she was very ill.
Yeah.
I feel like I have, like everything is shutting down, like something's going through my body and my blood, possibly like cancer or some other terminal illness. Would you understand?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And who is Jean or Gina or Jeannie? Would you understand that?
Jeannie was a cousin of mine.
Jeannie was a cousin who was also passed?
Yes. I have more on that side, I think, than on this side.
Okay, and that's mother's side of the family, yes?
Mother's side, yes.
Okay, because I feel like there's a lot of people coming through. I know we're very short on time for the show, but I have to go with the strongest link. I know there's other people that were close to you also, but your aunt is really the strongest energy. She's coming through here. And I want to say, this is a woman who, she liked nice things. You understand?
Yes.
She liked nice things. I feel like this is, like, I've got these beautiful, like, vases and some antiques and really nice jewelry. Like, this is someone who had a taste for the better things in life. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. Also, would you understand the June connection, like birthday or passing?
June?
Mm-hmm.
In June? Golly, there's birthdays in my family for every month of the year.
Okay, well, I'm hearing June, so I'm not sure if that's connected with her. She's trying to maybe acknowledge someone connected here in your family that would be upcoming birthday or just recently passed for the month of June.
The upcoming birthday would be mine, which is next month.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be July then. That wouldn't be June.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
No, I'm hearing June, so just keep that in mind that I mentioned about June.
Okay.
There's also, I feel like there's also, was there a brother with her too that passed, an uncle?
My uncle? Yes.
Yes. There's a gentleman coming through with her too as well.
Yeah, with my aunt, yes, of course. I know exactly who you're talking about, and yes, they're together, I'm sure, for many years now.
Okay, because they are coming through together, and there's something about, like, I feel like I want to go to Florida with them. They're also showing me Florida.
Oh, that would have been my grandmother, my mother's stepmother, actually. But that's where she was.
We've probably got the whole family coming through now, so I'm gonna tie this up rather quickly, only because of time. Geez, okay. Someone also teaches. Who's the teacher in the family?
Oh, golly, there were a bunch of teachers in the
family. Because you're showing me school, like somebody worked as a teacher, or somebody did teaching, or was a principal of a school. So I need to also validate that as well.
Exactly.
Interesting. Okay. All right. And there's something about you have a beautiful garden or planting a new garden that your aunt is admiring the new garden.
Oh, that's nice of her. I do what
you
I
understand
can.
That?
I haven't seen. I understand that, yes, because she loves flowers. My mother loves flowers. And,
okay, so
you know,
mom is there too as well. See, I'm sure your mom is there with her, but because she's coming over and taking over the link, she's probably trying to be the door opener for mom. So I do want to say that flowers are very significant, that you know, that they're with you when you're tending to the flowers or planting the new garden. There's something there where I feel that they're around you.
Right. I'm sure.
And also kept the cards or letters. There's something with letters? Or did mom like to write letters, or was she writing?
Oh, definitely. My mother wrote a card for everything.
Okay, because it's something where you've kept those. I feel like, and I'm not feeling like it's necessarily greeting cards. I feel like I'm like, I got index cards and I got like pieces of paper, like, you know, that
about,
would be on a pad of
recipes,
paper.
Perhaps recipes.
Okay, because either you've been going through those recently or you have those or something where she's acknowledging that, okay?
Exactly.
And there's peanuts. There's something with peanuts. I have to talk about shelled peanuts with her.
Oh, with my mother. Well, she used to sing that. Take me out to the ball game.
Okay. Did she like her peanuts or something? Because she showed me those peanuts in the shell.
Yeah, she used to like peanuts. Yep. She
okay.
Couldn't
well,
have
there's something with
life.
That, and I don't know whether you've got tickets to a ball game, if that's significant for you, but you know, maybe that's, you know, her connection to you too with that.
Oh, she's, you know, had a lovely sense of humor. Lovely. Lovely people.
Mm-hmm. She is. I feel she's a very lovely energy. I wish I had more time to make more connections and bring you more validation with that. But know that, you know, your mom and your aunt are there for you. Keep talking to them. Know that love is eternal. It never dies. Okay.
Well, I know that because my husband passed. So,
I'm sorry.
Heartbroken.
I'm sorry.
Well,
and I'm sure he's there, too, with them. But like I said, you know, unfortunately, these are just very short, quick readings on the air. And but keep talking to them and know that they are okay on the other side.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
I love hearing, I love knowing they're there, and I love knowing that you people care.
Oh, Kathleen, that's so sweet.
Oh, thank you.
We really appreciate you joining us, and we really are sorry for all of your losses, but we want to thank you so much for joining us on Signs of Life Radio.
Thank you so much for being there.
Have a good
evening.
Thank
you. Take good care. Many blessings to you.
God
okay,
you
well,
too.
Well, our time is up, unfortunately, but I want to thank you, Joanne, for joining us, and I also want to thank all of our listeners for calling in and supporting the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host for this hour, Angelina Diana, and I want to remind you that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a good evening, everyone.
Good night.